More than 60 gun-related bills were filed in the Massachusetts state legislature this session. The Committee on Public Safety and Homeland Security has launched a series of public hearings across the state. Democratic State Representative Harold Naughton of Clinton, the co-chair of the committee, has said he hopes to recommend a comprehensive bill by September.
As you can imagine, boiling 65 different pieces of legislation, 65 bills down into a comprehensive anti-violence piece is going to take some work. But I've got a great committee. My Senate co-chair is Senator Jim Timulty, and we've been working very well together, and we're trying to head towards some resolution to this issue.
The committee's next hearing is scheduled for Monday at Assumption College in Worcester. A hearing in Springfield is tentatively scheduled on August 2nd. The push to toughen what are already considered among the strictest gun control laws in the country was sparked by the shooting rampage at the Sandy Hook Elementary School that left 20 children and 6 educators dead. New York and Connecticut have already enacted new gun laws.
If the momentum had ceased, we wouldn't be here. I've never been a big believer in legislation by headline or conducting debate while your blood pressure is still boiling. I think it's much more appropriate to do this in a calm, deliberate, and thoughtful atmosphere, to take some time and survey best practices from Connecticut, from New York, and what's done in other states. I think we're doing it just right here in Massachusetts.
The gun bills the Massachusetts legislature is weighing include legislation proposed by Governor Deval Patrick that would restrict access to high-powered rounds of ammunition, create 4 new types of gun crimes, and require background checks for buyers at gun shows. There are also proposals to study whether GPS locators should be installed in guns, to require gun owners to purchase liability insurance in case the gun is used to injure someone, and to create a database of people convicted of gun crimes similar to the Sex Offender Registry. The legislature is also waiting for a report from a task force appointed by House Speaker Robert DeLeo. The task force, chaired by Northeastern University Associate Dean Jack McDevitt, is looking at the relationship between gun violence and mental health.
So we're hoping to work with Dr. McDevitt, his group, and other outside expert groups on the issues of mental health and gun violence to produce a piece of legislation that will continue to assure the public safety of the people of the Commonwealth.
Police in Springfield seized more than 200 illegally possessed firearms last year. Springfield Deputy Police Chief William Cochran said much of the trafficking in illegal guns can be traced to lax laws in other states.
They come from Vermont, North Carolina. We get a lot of guns that are stolen from house breaks. People do target, if they know that somebody has a gun in their house, individuals will target a house and hit the house and try and get the gun. We see a lot of that.
Chicopee Mayor Michael Bissonette was part of a group of local elected officials and police officers who met with Representative Naughton earlier this year to talk about the problem of gun violence.
There are some things I think that we can do. And I don't think anybody should be fearful that the government's coming to take their guns. But certainly, in a modern civilized society, there's some regulations that we're going to need to make sure everybody's safe while protecting our Second Amendment rights. I think we can achieve that balance.
Not all of the bills the legislature is considering would restrict access to guns. One would repeal the state's ban on assault weapons. Another would prohibit the confiscation of any lawfully possessed firearm during a state of emergency. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.